So now we present Meredith Willson and his wife, Renee.
It's 1962, and Meredith Willson is back home, appearing before young musicians after a band concert in Mason City.
When I was your age, you know, the big evil was to linger in the pool hall after school.
Then Willson reverts to his lead character in The Music Man, Harold Hill, who comes to River City to save the town.
With a capital T, right with P, stands for cool. We surely got trouble. Gotta figure out a way to keep the young ones for all after school. I do with
Wilson's second wife, Renee, then sang another Music Man hit, a song made even more famous on the Ed Sullivan Show. After winning a Tony for Best Musical, the play became a movie. All the stars were in Mason City for the 1962 premiere. Arthur Godfrey was MC.
My light rolls, oh light rolls, oh light rolls.
Buffalo Bill!
The one who will steal your heart is the cutest little fella you have ever seen. He's only 8 years old, and already he's a great big movie star, and that's Ronnie Howard right there. Give me a boy.
Hi. Another cup of Maxwell House coffee, George?
Well, sure. Pour me a cup, Gracie.
Establishing his fame on radio, Meredith Wilson's orchestra and his humor were in great demand.
Here's a medley of some of the tunes.
This excerpt is from the Robert Young Show in 1939.
And I'd like to say that while Meredith has spent 6 weeks in England, he seems to be the same unassuming Iowa boy that he was when he went over there. Here he is, Meredith Wilson.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It gives me great pleasure to return to the wireless and to resume my broadcasting.
No speeches.
Righto. Ready, men? Pip-pip.
Some of Wilson's projects were experimental. Here, he banters with a group of actors in a Jell-O commercial.
Well, look who's here. It's my talking people.
He also wrote the Chicken Fat song for the Kennedy administration's youth fitness program.
Good morning. Hands on hips, please.
Wilson composed fight songs for the University of Iowa and for the Mason City High School, which he remembered in a phone call with KGLO's Doug Sherwin.
And while I am shaving, I begin to think of this piece, do you see?
Mm-hmm.
The idea of Mason City, go, 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 you know?
Right.
And I'm thinking, ba-dum, 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 and Renee's calling, say, darling, we've got to get in the car, we're going to be late again, and so on, and the Christmas traffic on Sunset Boulevard is going to slow us up, and we've got to go. And I handed Renee the manuscript paper and the pencil. I said, darling, will you take this down? And she said, take what down? And I said, I believe that I can knock off this march for those young ones back there in Mason City so they can get rid of On Wisconsin. Not that I have anything against Wisconsin. They make wonderful cheese, but...
A rare 45 RPM record contains a marketing campaign with Wilson promoting the state of Iowa.
It's a promise for tomorrow and a memory of long, long ago.
Wilson's love for Iowa is immortal. He was buried in Mason City in 1984. Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.
Iowa, what a beautiful name when you say it like we say it back home.